Fred Dreyer joins us on Sports Byline USA. He played 13 years in the NFL, and he had 104 career sacks with the New York Giants and also the Los Angeles Rams. And he is also the only NFL player to score two safeties in one game. Fred, good to have you with us. I'm going to jog your memory a little bit, and I'm not sure that you're going to remember, but I was a young sportscaster with the CBS Sports Network. My first assignment was the Los Angeles Rams against the Chicago Bears, and that was being played in Chicago. And I hopped a cab ride between Merlin Olsen and Fred Dreyer in the back seat of the cab going out to the stadium. Now, what I remember about that game was the fact that the Rams won that game 6-3. Abe Gibron was the coach of the Bears at that particular time. And what was interesting about it was that in the postgame and doing the postgame interviews, I had one of the Rams players with me. And I remember I was interviewing, and a couple of the Rams were off on the side. Now, we used to do the games, the postgame stuff, down in the bowels of the stadium with the scoreboard. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, while I'm interviewing this defensive back for the Rams, came an athletic supporter. Now, it went across the set in a way, Fred, that I heard in my telex, my producer say, he used an expletive and said, "Is that what I think it is?" And I paused for just a second, Fred, and I said to the defensive back, "By the way, I think that's yours. I saw you lose it this afternoon on a pass pattern."
Oh, good comeback. That's a good one.
But I don't know whether you remember that game or not. It was 6-3, and there weren't too many highlights.
I've been in an awful lot of boring games, and it sounds like that was one of them.
It was. When you think back on your career, let me go back to San Diego State, because that's where you played. You played at a time in which they were awfully good, because they had a combined record, the Aztecs, over a couple of years of 19-1-1. Tell me about your college career.
Well, it was auspicious, and it had a lot of excitement. In 1967 and 68, I would think that school was the best kept secret, certainly on the West Coast, but it might have been the best kept secret in the country for its coaching staff. My 2 years there, we had Don Coryell as the head coach, John Madden as the defensive coach, Joe Gibbs as the offensive line coach, Ernie Zampezi as a defensive backfield coach, Rod Dauhauer as the quarterback coach, and we had a team that was way beyond most of the teams that we played in terms of philosophy and skill. Everything we did was modeled after what Sid Gilman was doing with the Chargers in the late 50s, early 60s. There was absolutely no fear whatsoever in the coaching staff. And I remember one day, this was in my senior year, we were playing Southern Mississippi and at the stadium in San Diego, and they downed a punt inside our 1 yard line, right? Almost at the goal line. So they placed the ball about the one. And I remembered Coryell running up and down the sideline, clapping his hands, saying, "This is exactly what we want. We've got 99 yards to work with." And he wasn't kidding. We scored in six plays. and it was at that time I realized the difference in coaches' philosophies and just how you see yourself and how you see the world that you live in. And whereas some people would run the ball up the middle three times and punt it from their end zone, he chose to spread them out and run five wide and score in six plays. That's the difference in life, you know.
Yeah, his offensive philosophy was so far ahead of everybody else, and even when he brought Air Coryell to the National Football League, that was evident as well. Let me ask you about John Madden as a college coach. What was he like? Was he anything like he was when he was an NFL coach and later on as a broadcaster?
Well, yeah, I think the roots take place early in people. I think you know, his I think all of those guys had, and certainly John, had a pragmatism and a common sense that was first and foremost before you would say that he has football intelligence. You know, football intelligence is rooted in what is commonsensical. You know, this whole thing about what makes a guy a good coach, it can depend on many things. You know, it's a combination of things. But I think at the root of all of these people, from my experience anyway, is a great deal of common sense and pragmatism. And that's what was coached. You know, not many people, can see common sense and reason and pragmatism. You have to teach people how to see. And young people, young 18, 19-year-old kids, need to be able to see what they're doing and understand it. And they had a great way of communicating and teaching that to us.
When you made the transition to the National Football League, because you were drafted in the first round, certainly by the New York Giants, what did you find the NFL to be like, what you expected, or was it unexpected, some things?
Well, after you get by the fact that, gee whiz, they actually gave me a uniform and I get a play, that football is football, and you get to learn. What I learned very quickly in playing the sport and then applying it to the Giants when I got there was that what I thought was true was not only true, but more so. Meaning that I was perfectly capable of adjudicating my surroundings, at applying my talent and my skill for whatever level that was, and being able to succeed at the highest level for a long period of time, because I had my self opinion was that I always approached everything as a student. And as you know, if you're in that mode as a student, you learn things, you make mistakes, you get better, and then you learn, and then you get better. And when I started playing pro football, I learned an awful lot about the people I played against. And I learned by making mistakes and by observing and by paying attention and by being humble within my mistake patterns. Everybody makes mistakes, and nobody's harder on me than me. That allowed me, I think, to be free. Most people get frightened to make mistakes. And that's the one thing I learned early, is that don't be afraid or frightened of making mistakes. Don't be paralyzed by that. Just move forward, and you'll find your way.
Well, the one thing I've always heard from the great players is that they are not afraid to fail, and I think that's basically what you're saying, Fred, because they aren't mistakes. They see them as learning experiences. After 3 years with the Giants, you were traded then for New England, but on draft day, then you were sent off to the Los Angeles Rams for a first-round draft pick and a backup defensive end, Rick Cash. Going from New York to Los Angeles, was there any kind of trepidation at all, in a sense, coming back home to the West Coast?
No, I left New York because I realized the organization was so far away from making the corrections, having the people in place to make the corrections to start to win, to lay down a roster of people that would survive from year to year. So I requested to be traded, and they traded me to New England. They were kind of like in the same boat at that time as the Giants were. So I just told them, I think you should just move me along. And what I wanted to do was surround myself with great players. I wanted to be on a team that had great players. I wanted to be able to fight for and earn a position and play alongside of great players. And that was the reason for the trade.
We only have about 45 seconds before we have to break here. But, Fred, when you got to the West Coast, what type of Rams team did you find?
Found an average team, a team that was underperforming, had a lot of talent. But I think the coaching elements of that went into our team, with Tommy Prothro and his staff, just really wasn't up to speed. And we had we came, I think, 6-8-1 was the 72 season, and that was enough to get him out of there. And then they brought in Chuck Knox for the 73 season.
Fred Dreyer has joined us here on Sports Byline, not only an outstanding football player, but also an actor as well. And we'll talk about that aspect of his career, a little bit more about the defensive units that he played with the Rams, because he had some great players with the Los Angeles Rams as well. And we'll also talk about what he's doing today, because he is a talk show host himself and very involved in that. And so we'll talk about that. Again, Fred Dreyer has joined us on Sports Byline USA. 13 years in the National Football League. He had 104 career sacks with the New York Giants and the Los Angeles Rams. We continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.